And this is Amplify You, the podcast about you discovering your message and broadcasting it. You're a coach, author, speaker, and you're looking for the best return on your time and investment. We're giving you full access to how we're running our podcast, how our clients have found success, and what you can do to launch your pod. We're brother and sister. Join our family as we unleash your unique genius and find the connections you need to launch your adventure. Let's get amplified. Hello and welcome back to Amplify You. Today we have an amazing guest on with us. We're going to talk behind the mic with Emily Clark.
Hey guys, I'm Michelle and we've got Brayden with us, and obviously we're Amplify You. And today, as Brayden mentioned, Emily Clark is with us. And Emily, I want to say how excited I am to have you on the show with this behind the mic interview. We've been working with Emily for probably just close to almost a year now. And we've had so many cool things being seen with what's happening with your podcast. So your podcast is called Love Your Anxiety. And, you know, you've had some really amazing success that we're going to dive deeper into about how this is happening in your business, why it's happening, and all the cool things so that our listeners can kind of get some really cool ideas of things that they can implement in their show and get really excited. So awesome, Emily. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful for this opportunity.
You're welcome. So first question I have for you, tell us a little bit about like your story behind the mic. So we want to know like what inspired you to start a podcast, and tell us a little bit about your show.
So I started my podcast because I was listening to a lot of podcasts and I was like, hey, if they can do it, I can do it. And some of my favorite business coaches had amazing podcasts and they just gave such value and it was such an intimate setting. And because I had been in radio for 10 years, I knew how to do it. So I was like, I should just start a podcast, like, because it was getting a little bit old with Instagram lives and Facebook lives and stuff like that. And I just felt like there wasn't that much of a connection. So when my business coach was like, hey, you should do a podcast, I was like, no, I don't know. And then after a couple of months of it growing on me, I was like, okay, let's do this.
I love it. It's so awesome.
Yeah. And then, so to answer the second part of that question. So, because I'm a spiritual guide and anxiety coach, I teach, listeners how to actually love their anxiety and how to actually overcome their anxiety through inviting the anxiety in and not fighting it. And so the principles that I teach to my private clients and also to my students, and, the messages that I get are just amazing. So,
I love
That's so cool.
Such an important work for this world. I mean, I think just the way social media and everything is, anxiety is coming at us from all directions. It is just so important what you're doing.
Thank you. Yeah, I wish this was around when I had my anxiety.
Right. And let's talk about that, because, you know, it's interesting that you chose something that you had experience with and that you had a personal experience with. And so by doing that, do you think that that's contributed to the success of your show?
Oh, big time. I think there's no one more qualified to help someone overcome something than something that they've overcome themselves. And so though I don't have any degrees or anything like that, it doesn't matter, because the way that I can connect with another human being who is suffering the way that I've suffered, I know how to snap them out of it. And I know how to care for them and nurture them and guide them to a more positive mindset, which ultimately is the make or break on overcoming something. So, I think because I had like, and it's funny because I say I love my anxiety, but I do, because I would never be able to do this work and have such a beautiful impact on people's lives if I myself hadn't gone through it. So yeah, in the moment it sucked. For the years it sucked. But now I'm like, wow, it's just so wild how the universe works. So I'm really, really, I'm obsessed. I'm probably unhealthily obsessed with helping people with their anxiety.
I love that so much.
And when we work with people that are getting started in podcasting, we see some of the anxiety come in as far as being judged by other people. We're putting ourselves out there authentically. So how do you see that from
coming from a place of helping with people with anxiety in a place that causes quite a bit of anxiety?
Yeah, good question. So the first thing that comes to mind is that they're worried about the judgment, because it's funny, when you get judged by someone, there's this part of you that goes, oh God, is that true? And then usually when people who get insecure or angry about it, it's because they actually don't know if it's true or not. So when someone calls me an unqualified, terrible human, it never upsets me, because I know deep down in my heart that that's not true. So that's the first thing. And then I think also this idea that the external world gets to influence your internal state. Like, that is just so not right. And you are really signing up for a lot of suffering if that's how you live your life. So that's how I look at it. If you're going to put yourself out there, I would love to see the people who are trolling on them. Like, are you putting out a podcast? Are you living your authentic life on the internet? No, take a seat. You're not in my arena.
That's so awesome. Now, we're seeing some really cool things happening with your show, and I want to address this because, you know, I think that's one of the things that people, you know, get a little bit anxious about again when they're starting their show, is that, like, okay, so I'm putting this time and effort into creating this show. Is anyone going to listen? And, like, you have had, like, I would say you're probably the person that I refer to the most as, like, someone who's had instant success on their podcast, because I remember, like, from, like, the time you launched, you were getting Instagram messages from people, like, right away about, like, girl, I want to work with you. Like, how do I hire you? And to fast forward to today, where you basically every discovery call you have in your business now, you say it has come from, you know, that podcast. So can you just kind of address that? Like, how, like, I just think it's so amazing.
Yeah. So first of all, thank you. So I think what matters the most is that I believed in my podcast. And it has to start with you first. Yeah, of course, your ego is going to come in and say, oh, what if it's crickets? What if no one's listening? If that's where you vibrate, that's what you're going to get. And so I always believed in this really intimate setting of connection. I really believe that voice, and I, again, because of my radio background, I know how intimate of a connection you can make with someone just by spending time with them in their head while they're driving, while they're doing laundry, while they're gardening, you know, while they're in the bath or whatever. Like, I know how, because it's just one-on-one. And I think one of the biggest mistakes people can make is addressing, hey guys, or what's up fam? Like, whenever I hear people say that, I'm like, oh my God. Like, it's just you and the other person. That's it. And that is so key for connection. Mm-hmm.
That's a really good point. I love that. And I'm sorry if that was cutting you off. I was been telling my sister that one of the things I love about podcasting is it's your ability to affect the five people you surround yourself with a lot of higher quality people, because you can scroll through and find the ones that are going to have the best impact on your life. And when you take them in your ears with you and running errands, that's part of your everyday life.
Absolutely. And just think about, like, if you were having coffee with them, like, that's how intimate it is, if not more. So I really value that, and I hold that really sacred to me. And I actually think it's one of my superpowers. Like, I'm really, really good at connecting with people. And so, yeah, so sorry, I forget the rest of the question. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I just got so involved.
It's all good. It's all good. So we just wanted to know, like, just to reiterate to our audience. So your key to success, you think, has been, like, speaking to that one person, I think. Mm-hmm. So speaking to that one person, and then from your show, where do you lead them after?
Yeah. So when they do end up liking my show, hopefully, I always send them to either my Instagram. Like, I'm very in all of my podcasts, I'm always like, hey, if you need help with this, just DM me on Instagram. So immediately you're bringing them into your circle, mm-hmm. and you're getting people who are really committed, mm-hmm. Not only to their, like, personal development and overcoming something that they're suffering, but also to you. Cause, like, you know, it takes time to come out of Spotify or to come out of iTunes and then go into another app. It takes time. It takes actually, like, wanting to do it. So I always send them to Instagram for, like, direct help. And then the other thing that I do is I have, like, a free boot camp that I help them with. So it's on Facebook, it's evergreen, and I just send people there. And before they go into the group, I always ask, like, what are you suffering with? What actually causes your anxiety? And what's your email so I can add you to my email list. So I build my email list from that as well. And so, yeah, those are the two places that I only ever send them. And that's where they go.
That's awesome. And then when you get them on Instagram and you're chatting with them, do you invite them then to like a call with you?
So two things can happen. Well, three things can happen. Sometimes we can just through quick chat understand what's really going on and they don't actually need coaching. Not everybody who listens to the podcast is going to be a client, and that's totally fine. So I'll help them quickly with something that they just need to overcome. If that's not enough and they actually do need coaching, then I will send them to book a call with me. And then, you know, the discovery call can then lead to like one-on-one or group coaching. So yeah. And again, I grab their email for that too.
And how many of those, coaching calls, like discover calls you have, how many of those do you think have come from your podcast directly?
So in February I had, 12 discovery calls for people who wanted to be in my group coaching, and 11 of them said they found me on my podcast. And I was like, wow, that was a huge eye opener for me. It was huge.
Wow, that is so amazing. So, listeners, did you get that, podcasters? Okay, so I think a couple of key things I want to pull out from that. One is that, you know, you are allowing them direct access to you, like, right away. Like, holy smokes, like, that is huge. I remember reading a book about Facebook marketing, and I was sitting there reading it, and then I saw the author like post something on Facebook, and I commented right away. I was like, oh, I was just reading your book. And then she wrote back right away. I was like, oh, what? Like, and I'm like, how can, like, in what day and age could you have ever done that before? Right. So I think for your listeners, like, that's amazing that you allow them that direct access to you, like, right away. And then realizing that not everyone is going to be a client too. Like, you're like genuinely there to help those that just need a little bit of like help. And then those that need more coaching can go into a free program or a call with you. And then holy smokes, like 11 out of 12 calls came from your podcast. So that means like that is like direct ROI from your effort putting into your podcast. So I just want that to be super clear to our listener that this is like crazy, crazy, crazy return on your investment. So now what's that look like for you going forward? No, now that you know that.
Yeah. And I just wanted to add on that, like, this month I have now an extra $1,000 every month recurring because of my podcast. So don't be afraid to invest in your podcast, you know, believe in it, because, without the podcast, that income wouldn't be in my bank account right now. So it's really, really cool.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. That is amazing. $1,000 a month from your podcast directly. And so how many months into podcasting are we right now?
Did we launch in, I feel like it was September?
Yeah, I think you're probably says.
Or was it October? I forget.
So probably about 6 months into podcasting. Yeah. And, you know, but you were getting some results right from the get-go. Mm-hmm. And so that's just kind of that's kind of snowballing now, where now it's like 10 calls coming, 12 calls, 10, 11 calls coming in from 1 month. That's incredible. Just can't wait to have you back on in a year from now to see what that looks like too. Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you have a question for Emily?
I do. I have lots of questions for Emily. But I'll start with one barrier or one difficult point for starting a podcast for a lot of people is really honing in on who that niche audience is. So who their avatar is, what that one person is that they're talking to. And that seems to be a strength of yours, that you are talking to that one person and people feel that. So what advice could you give us as far as creating an avatar for our show?
I think there's so many different streams of ideas that business coaches will give you. But one of my favorite pieces of advice from a business coach was, you're starting your business for other people, but really you're starting it for you, because this is something that you've overcome, at least for myself. Mm-hmm. This is something that I overcame, and I just wanted to help other people do it as well. So when you're thinking about your avatar, think about why you're actually doing this and who needs to hear you the most. I needed to hear me the most years ago when I had anxiety. So that's who I get really specific about talking to. Somebody who's confused, somebody who's frustrated, someone who's scared, someone who doesn't want this to be forever. So like, help, what do I do? So I'm really good about giving actionable steps, to my podcast listeners that they can implement right away. But yeah, if you can really I mean, the more niched down on your avatar you can be, the more impactful you will be, because I think there's a saying that you like, if there's, I don't know what it is, something like you can't please everyone, but you can please someone or something like that. Anyway, so I always try to think about that, because again, not everyone is going to be a client, and I really, really want to get through to the people who were like me, who were damn near desperate to do anything.
Yeah.
I think that brings up a really good point too, because a lot of our clients going into podcasting, you know, maybe not a lot of them, but they think that they need to reach the masses, right? And, you know, and then they start podcasting and they're getting a few hundred followers and then a few thousand followers, and then they get frustrated because that's not enough. But really, it's not looking at those numbers and comparing yourself to anything. It's like, who can you... You said it earlier just before we press record, that who can you help today? And I loved that. So I wanted to say that again. Who is it that needs your help today? And who is it that you needs to hear your message today? And, you know, there's that saying of like the thousand true fans, right? And, you know, those are the ones that you want to reach anyways. And just because you have millions of followers on social media doesn't mean that you have millions of dollars in the bank account.
Numbers do not translate to income. You know, you can see a lot of people who have big social media following, but like when you look at their numbers, they might not actually be selling out their coaching programs or selling their book out or whatever. So, you know, just be really careful how your ego wants to trick you and think that more is better, because it's not, I really don't believe it.
I think podcasting is a great platform to just prove that quality over quantity is a great business strategy.
Yeah. So agree with that. And it has to be. It has to be. It's so loud. There's so much noise on the online space. And so I think it's pretty obvious the people who try to appeal to the masses and get frustrated and drop off, it's obvious why. It's because they don't have a narrow niche. And I think it can get really scary when you're first starting your business or first starting your podcast. You want those numbers. You want that validation. You want people to buy your product. But a confused mind buys nothing. So it's like the more narrow you can be, the more sure people are when they come to you, they know what they're coming to you for.
And absolutely. As a coach, people are buying experience of working with you and listening to you in headphones, in the car, through a podcast is the easiest way for them to get a taste of your personality, of your style. And so when they come to see your programs, they know exactly what they're expecting. Absolutely. And they know what they're going to get from you.
Yeah, totally. People usually want to work with you before they work with you. So that's why having freemiums and stuff like that, or at least one free option for them to work with you, is really powerful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Love it. Love it. Oh, so many more questions. I think that, you know, one of the things that I love about your show is like how you take people into like real life situations in your show. Like, so for example, like your Christmas series, when you're thinking about like what kind of shows to produce for your specific audience, what goes through your head? Like how do you come up with these kind of ideas for where to take them?
So what's really important to me is I actually give them what they want. I can talk about what I want all day long, but that's not going to help someone. I would prefer to answer a follower's question or an email question, and really go deep on that and give value. So when I'm thinking about recording, usually I will pull experiences from my own life that I've overcome that I think would be really beneficial for the listener. Then I will pull stories from my clients, what's going on with my clients and my students right now that would be really helpful, again, to have them use in their anxiety journey. And then I'll straight up ask them. I'll be like, yo, like, what's going on? What can I help you with? And so usually that fills up pretty good. Oh, and the last thing I do is whenever you come into my freemium on Facebook, you can ask like questions to get into Facebook groups. So I always ask them like, why do you have anxiety, or what causes you anxiety, and what are you struggling with? Those two, I can always make episodes out of. It's like evergreen content that I can always turn into a podcast episode.
I love it. Yeah. And then probably using some of your own personal experiences too, really helps too. Like, yeah, I love how you took, you know, your audience over Christmas to like, you know, what happens at the family gathering, like, and how do you overcome that? And what about buying gifts for people? Like, how does that happen? So it was like really like very simple, like small little things, but it was like, you know, overall, I think it was a great, you know, taking them into like real life, right? Like taking them into the real life situations. And I love gathering. So I think that's something for our listeners too, like gathering information from your actual ideal clients, right? It's so important. And those ask you questions. Awesome.
And I love that you bring that up, because that was my first kind of aha moment where I asked them, I said, hey, what gives you anxiety at Christmas? And I was like inundated with things. And I was like, okay, this is going to be a really long episode. And then I was talking to you and I was like, no, actually, we're going to separate these into separate episodes. All the family questions in one episode, all the money questions in one episode, all the, you know, I don't have enough time and I got to get the perfect gift, all of that in one episode. And that was the perfect example of like just asking. And then turning it into a 4-part series that I think did really well.
Totally.
I gotta ask you to give us a little bit of story on your intro, because you've got that music that just gets us dancing. Everybody dances when they hear your intro. And then you record live each time. You don't pre-record that intro. And is it because that music inspires you, or how did you get that?
Yeah. You know, I'm a big fan of Lewis House, one of the most like listened to podcasts ever. And I just really like how he comes in every time and goes, hey, this is episode number 762, da da da, and then goes into music. And again, I think it just comes back to that connection with the listener. No shame in anyone's game on a pre-produced, like, you do you, boo. But for me, it just feels so much more connected and authentic and present when I just come in and go, hey, welcome back to the Love Your Anxiety podcast. This is episode 23. Today, we're going to talk about 1, 2, 3. Here you go, into music. And so I feel that it builds that connection with them. And it's also hella easy. Like, it's way easier to like just bang it out really quickly and then like drag and drop the music that I used from the last episode to just like put it in there. So for me, it makes it easier and a lot more just like present and in the moment. And then with my music, it's funny because I was on a discovery call with a woman in, where was she from? She was in the UK somewhere. And she was saying, she's like, God, I used to really hate your intro music on your podcast because it was so happy and uppity. She's like, but now I really love it. And I was like, oh, thank you. But I do get the messages saying like, oh, I love your podcast intro. Or my trainer will be like, I was dancing on the way here listening to your podcast because I like the music. I don't know where. I think I found that music on some sort of like royalty-free thing. I don't even know, to be honest. I should probably check into that. But the reason that I wanted to have really happy and joyful and playful music is because that's how you feel when you're on my podcast. There are a lot of anxiety podcasts out there, and I spent some time listening to them, and God damn, they were drab. Like, I'm not knocking anyone, but it's just not my vibe. I really prefer to have a positive outlook and a more joyful experience. And like, God damn it, we're talking about anxiety, but we're gonna have fun while we do it. So I think that music sets up the tone for the podcast really well.
I love it. 100%.
You're owning it and you're letting everybody else own it.
Yeah,
we've actually used your podcast intro music as an example in our podcasting course like several times, because we just love how it happy it makes you feel and how it makes you want to dance. So yeah, of course people want to listen to it then. They're like, oh, this is awesome. And so you said something about a client in the UK, and you mentioned earlier about having clients. So these people are coming in from, is it mostly Canada, US, or is it like from all over?
All over the world. So I started working with my friend probably like 3 or 4 months ago, and she's in South Africa, so that's been cool. And then last month I started working with a woman in Australia. Lots of people in the States. I've had clients in Nashville and Connecticut and North Carolina, and it's just really, really cool. And then I have clients in like Calgary and Saskatchewan, so it's really, really neat, and I'm really grateful. And it's just another layer of like, God, this is so cool that I get to do this.
Fascinating to see an international global reach of the thing you love doing within 6 months of launching your podcast.
And I don't know if it would have been possible without the podcast, because again, these girls are saying, I found you on Spotify or I found you on iTunes. So yeah, it's really special. It's really cool.
That's so cool. I have a question about your boot camp. So when people come in to your boot camp, do they get a little bit of you in there too? Like we always talk about people, like, you know, that's one of the sticking points before people launch is like, ah, what do I do for the opt-in? And like, you know, we always talk about how, you know, you want to invite them to have a further conversation with you, which you do perfectly, obviously. And that's how you've had so many people like actually direct message you. So I love that idea. So then how does it work in your boot camp? Do they get a little bit more access to you? Then do you answer questions? How does that look?
Yeah, so I once upon a time did a 3-day boot camp for people who wanted to like learn to love their anxiety, and so there's 3 videos in there which I did live. I am planning on re-recording them whenever I have the time, so they hop in there and there's 3 videos waiting for them on essentially the exact same process that I take my clients through. And so again, it's coming back to, they get to work with me before they actually work with me. And it doesn't take up a lot of my time. Like they can decide on their own if they like me or not. And again, I get to collect really important marketing tools. Like, why do you have anxiety? How, like, where are you struggling? And I get your email. So I'm not only by someone opting into my freemium, yeah, okay, I could see how people would be like, well, you're giving away your work for free. Actually, I'm getting really valuable information that I can then take and teach. And, you know, always building, I'm always building my email list, because you never know when, like, God forbid, iTunes or Spotify or Instagram or Facebook, it could all be taken away tomorrow. And then how do you contact your audience? So, yeah, so they do get to work with me totally. And I'm really proud of it, because the messages that people give me after are really insane. So,
amazing. I hope you're collecting all those as testimonials and like, all of those.
Oh my phone's like, you cannot take another screenshot. There's no more room in your phone. I'm like, God. Actually, that happened on Instagram. So, you know, the highlight reel that you have on Instagram. So yeah. I have one for podcasting. So anytime someone sends me a message about my podcast, or just like saying how much they love my podcast, how much it's helped them. I didn't know this, but it caps out at 100. And so I capped out yesterday or the day before. And I was like, oh God, thank you so much. Like, this is so cool. Love starting another highlight reel.
Yes. Amazing. That's so good. Cause so that's another really great tip too, is like every time you're getting feedback on your podcast messages and stuff, screen capture them, post them on to your podcast reel there too. I think that's so fantastic. Such a good idea. So people are going to check out your podcast and see all these reviews on it and stuff. That's a fantastic idea. I love it. And I love that you're inviting people into a Facebook group. So there's always this, like, you know, Facebook group's dead. Is it too much work? Are you giving too much? There's always this like conversation about it, but I love the way that you have positioned it, because you're collecting an email address. You're asking them questions that it's going to be valuable for your marketing. You're giving them something that's already pre-recorded and pre-done. So you're not investing like a lot of time in redoing that again. They're getting a taste of working with you, and then they get into the group. And once they're in the group, do you answer questions in there? Do you do Facebook Live? Do you do anything else within the group? Or do you promote things that you're doing?
Yeah, it just sits there. I do get notifications if there's comments or questions. Obviously, then I will go in and like answer someone's question. But for the most part, it's like they consume. And then I think I've like trained them to know that I'm always on Instagram, and that's the fastest way to get me. So yeah, if they have any questions, they can just like DM me or whatever.
Awesome. Love it.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I'm so, so proud of you, and like how like amazing this whole journey has been, and how like such a great like return on your investment in time, and how such a big impact you're making on everyone's the people that need to hear your message the most. And you're clearly making a huge impact on them, to like have someone go from listening to your show to direct messaging you to hiring you to work with them in such a short amount of time is super inspiring to hear, and to also like let other podcasters know like this is possible. So get your stuff together, figure out who you're talking to, talk to that one person, and just go for it. And I love your story, Emily. It's so inspiring.
Thank you. You know, I learned a lot of tips from another amazing podcaster. Her name is Angie Lee. She has the Rich Bitch podcast. And a lot of these like really tiny but really significant things that I did with like my podcast and my boot camp, and just how I mechanically fashion everything together, I really learned through listening to her podcast. So yeah, I just wanted to give her a shout out because she was like, she was my first like business coach, and I still do some of her programming, but like Ryan is my business coach right now, and I wouldn't have been able to do it without him either. So
that's awesome.
Or you, because you know, you're the one that takes care of my podcast. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. We're happy to do it for you. Thanks, Emily, for joining us. Can't wait to get this out in the air.
Okay.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you, family, for joining us on this adventure. If you're ready to share your message with the world, head over to mypodcastcoach.com to download your free podcast launch plan. And head over to iTunes to like, subscribe, and review so we can spread this message. Until next time, be your own unique genius.